Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, we're continuing in the devotional journal, A Heart of Thanksgiving. I've been looking at things that I've been thankful for, things that we all ought to be thankful for. And today's topic is thankful for growth. Use a scripture out of Isaiah that talks about the trees of the fields clapping their hands, the trees of the forest giving praise to God. And I mentioned in the written devotion that this passage that I used comes immediately following a verse where God says that His Word will not return to Him void, that it will produce fruit, it will produce growth. And as I thought about that, I thought about the incredible growth that God is able to cause and to bring about in the lives of people. In areas, as was talked about within that context of that scripture, in areas that were often considered barren or wasteland or desert, areas that had become overgrown with thorns and weeds and unfruitful plants and growth. There's times if we truly and honestly examine our own life, we'll find more weeds there than we anticipate. More thorns than we would hope to. It's easy, and Jesus taught about it in His parables, about the cares of the world becoming these thorns that choke out the Word of God, choke out the growth that ought to be present. And yet we can still hold to God's promise, the power of God's Word to overcome, to provide growth, to cause growth, to bring about growth in the lives of any person that would turn to God, that would allow His Word to not only be planted, but to take root, that would water and cultivate that Word through our time in prayer and reading the Scripture, in our time of listening and obediently doing what His Word says. Generally, if we think about growth of ability, growth of strength, growth of many qualities or practices that we want to accomplish, somewhere along the line, it involves practice. If you want to be a good musician, to play an instrument well, to play music, you may or may not have a base level of talent or ability. And some seem to have that in greater quantity than others. But to grow in that, regardless of how much natural ability you have, a growth requires practice. I'm thankful for growth that God brings about in my life and in your life. Growth that comes as we put into practice His Word. The things that Jesus has taught us, the things that God has commanded us to do. As we live life, we ought to live with eyes and ears and hearts that are open to What does God want? Yesterday in our church service at Deer Run, we heard about one point of God's will. There's a number of things that he states very specifically. This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And we grow in those things when we practice them. When we do them. Giving thanks in all circumstances isn't necessarily easy. But because it's God's will, it's something that he wants us to do, we practice it. We look for the opportunities. We look for the things for which we do have to be thankful. The series of devotions I'm doing in these broadcasts come from a 31-day devotional journal that I wrote last year. The book I wrote this summer, the devotions I wrote, in a sense, is a challenge, an accepted challenge to, as November approached a year ago, a comment that I read about using the month of November to be thankful more than just on a day. And as a writer, I was challenged to write something that I was thankful for every day. And you know what? The first few days are easy. For most people, to find two or three things that you're thankful for is a pretty easy thing if you stop for very long. And there reaches a point where it takes a little more thought. You have to dig a little deeper. You have to look a little more closely. But you want to know what happened, at least for me? As the month, if I could speak, I'd be dangerous. There. As the month went along, it became easier again. As I worked through the period of time that required practice, as I worked through the period of time where I had to give more careful consideration to what I was thankful for, those days of practice eventually made it easier to see what I was thankful for, or at least what I ought to be thankful for. And as the month finished out, I believe it was easier at the end than it even was at the beginning. Because throughout each day, my mind was thinking, it was practicing. It was looking for things that God was doing that ought to result in thankfulness on my part. You see, as I'm thankful for growth, I'm thankful that God uses everything in life to teach me. That his desire is that his word would accomplish great things in every one of us. And as we spend time in his word, as we allow it to grow, we grow. You see, life is not a stagnant thing. It said that we generally are either growing or we're declining. we joke about being over the hill, the idea that we've reached the pinnacle of life, and well, and it's all downhill from here. And there's, and depending on when we make that statement, there's an element of truth, at least physically. Our body reaches the point where it does begin to decline. But it doesn't have to be that way spiritually. It doesn't have to be that way in our walk with God. The growth can and ought to continue. Talking last week with an individual about preaching methods and different styles that I've used and why I've shifted to what I do and finding the methods, the processes that work for me. And I said, but it isn't about finding what works for somebody else and then doing it. And not at least in a way that you're committed to it forever. You may do it to see if it works for you, but it really is about finding what works for you. To spending time with God, to know how He's created you, how He's designed you. My style works for me because God has designed and created me in a specific and special way. There's others that it wouldn't work for because they're very much different than I am in the way their mind processes things, in the way their mind shares things. But I'm thankful for growth that allows me to see that what I do today isn't necessarily what I need to do next year. It may be, but it doesn't have to be. Growth occurs as we learn, as we listen, as we change. As we spend some time praying today, I would encourage you to pray with thanksgiving for the growth that God has brought into your life. And perhaps that's a difficult thing to think about, especially in a year that has been, well, difficult. A year of restrictions, a year of uncertainty, a year of chaos, a year. Well, as I was talking with an individual yesterday, a year not that much unlike other years. It's just the things have been more obvious. The confusion has been more visible. The things that caught us off guard were more noticeable. But in the midst of all of that, God continues to grow His body. He continues to grow you. He continues to grow me. And today, as we pause and give thanks, I'm thankful for growth. That I'm not the person I was a year ago. I'm definitely not the person I was 20 or 40 years ago. And it's easy and fun to look back in a nostalgic way and miss certain things about who we were. But it ought to also be easy to look back and be thankful about many things that we no longer are, because we've grown, we've matured, we've become more productive in God's kingdom as we grow and we allow His Word to grow within us. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love for us is designed in such a way that it makes us want to grow and it causes us to grow. And Father, today I am thankful for growth that takes place in my life, in the lives of those around me. The changes that we often resist because they're painful, because they bring about uncertainty, because it forces us to face the unknown. And the way that you bring growth through that, I'm thankful for your promise that your word never returns to you void or empty, but it always accomplishes its purpose, a purpose of growth in the lives of your children and those who would gaze intently into it. So, Father, today I pray that we would want to grow in Christ, that we would practice the things that we read about in your word, the commands and instructions that you have given us, that we would be wise in not only hearing your word, but in putting it into practice and doing what it says. Father, I'm thankful that the growth of your word is such that it can overcome the thorns and the weeds of this world. Help us to be diligent about cultivating and watering and planting your word, not only within our own life, but in the lives of others. And as we plant that in the lives of others, I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that we're planting these seeds of growth into their life, that we're giving them the tools needed, that they can gaze for themselves into your word, that they can experience the growth that your word can bring into their life, that we would encourage and help and instruct them into how to practice being doers of your word and not hearers only. And so, Father, as we live as families, may we serve you in a way that our family grows, that each person can grow in their faith and in their practice of that faith. Father, as we spend this week and approach this holiday here in the U.S. of Thanksgiving Day, and so much concern in the air, so much concern for one another, which is a good thing. Help us to be wise in both what we do and wise in what we don't do. May we learn to respect and honor one another, even when we think differently. Father, may we find ways to express the love that we have for you, express the love that we have for one another. May we continue to grow in our ability and our desire and our practice of caring for one another. Especially as we enter times where so many areas are reinstituting restrictions, and I pray that the people would not get caught up and lost in those. I pray that we would not allow the enemy to use those as dividing lines and create greater division within your body. I pray that we would live with hearts that seek understanding and compassion for those whose practices and are different than ours. Father, as we walk by faith, may we recognize that the growth that we've experienced is not generally identical to the growth of anyone around us. And may we not judge their faith by the measure of our faith. But may we dwell together with understanding. Father, may the way that we treat one another, the way that we lift each other up, help the world to see the love that we have for one another, the love that we have experienced from you. Father, may we be incredibly wise in the way that we treat each other, in the way that we protect each other, in the way that we embrace each other, that your love can continue to be expressed. And Father, in all of this, as we give thanks, may we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.